I wanted to talk about the cyber attack that happened in North Shore Hebrew Academy last week. Not usually the type of thing that we talk about, but I think it's important to describe why. For those who aren't aware, it was horrific. People hacked into the website. They put up images of SS soldiers marching and pictures of Hitler and Maxim all over the place. Apparently, they were describing particular students, calling them up by name and telling them to report to the gas chambers. It was terrible. It was horrific. My brother teaches there, so I was hearing about it a little bit from his perspective. And besides all the things that they have to be worried about now, they were in contact with the FBI and identity theft and on. The kids were extremely uncomfortable, obviously. They were very worried and unsettled by the fact that they had been attacked like this with such vicious neo-Nazi behavior for the first time in their lives. It was on Hanukkah, and my brother's students said that they still wanted to learn. They canceled school for the day, and the students reached out to my brother, and they said that they wanted to learn Torah. They didn't want these people taking away their Talmud Torah on Hanukkah. And my brother learned with them. They learned on Zoom together, even though school was canceled, and they learned Torah on Hanukkah after this had happened. And my brother told me this. I got a little inspired. I was shaken a little by it, and I heard in the back of my mind, I could hear Rav Amital Zatzal singing. So I never had the schus to meet Rav Amital Zatzal. He passed away the summer before I came to the yeshiva, but his voice has been immortalized by the Gush album. There is a Gush album, it is true. It's probably the most Hamish production in Jewish music in history. There's literally a track where Rav Amital makes a mistake and skips a line in the piyut. They correct him, and they put it in. They literally have him being corrected, and him going, like laughing and continuing going on with the song. It's perfect. You have to listen to it. There's an accordion in the background. It's amazing. You can't make this stuff up. There's one song they have there that Rav Amital used to lead the yeshiva in on Shavuos morning, every single year. And it's based off a piyut that we say in on Sukkos. Om Anichoma. Everybody knows this is my favorite piyut. Om Anichoma. Hoshanas. You go through it, the entire piyut, and the way the song goes is Havana Saper Malas Yisrael. Let us declare the greatness of Klai Yisrael, the godless of Klai Yisrael. And we go through the piyut piece by piece as it describes the Milos of Am Yisrael. Om Anichoma, the nation that cries out, I am a wall. Unstoppable. Unflappable. Can never be moved. Baruch Achama, enlightened like the sun. Gola Vitzura, Va'afal Pi, Shagola Vitzura. Even though it's been exiled and wandering around, she has wandered for thousands of years. Damsel the summer, she stands straight, she's unmovable. The nation, as Rashi explains in Shir Shirim, that didn't bow to Nebuchadnezzar. Never bows. The palm tree never bows. Haruga halecha, murdered for you. Nechsheves kitzon tivcha, and they're considered as sheep for the slaughter because of you. Zeruya b'machiseh, scattered amongst those who hate her and despise her. Im kol zeh chavuka udvuka bach. Nonetheless, she clings to you and refuses to let go. You can keep on going through the entire piyut. Kavusha bagol lamedet yirasach. And obviously, Rav Amital Zatzal being a Holocaust survivor, it makes it all the more powerful. And the song was just going through my head as I was thinking about Jewish teenagers who decide that they want to learn Torah after being attacked for being Jews. I think it's important to talk about for two reasons. One, I just think it's a massive Kiddush Hashem. I think we should be mefarsim. I think everybody should tell anybody that they know that this happened. I think it's a tremendous testament to Kedushas Yisrael, Kedushas HaTorah, and our dedication to Kadosh Baruch Hu. So I think you should be mefarsim if you can. But there's another reason why I've been thinking about it a lot. When you ask me to think about Giborim, mighty expressions of Gevurah, the epitome of like Yitzchak's Gevura in our door, or in previous doors. The types of people I think about are like Rav Amital, survivor of the Holocaust, loses everything, tried building sukkahs when he was in work camps under starvation conditions, and then he goes to Eretz Yisrael, fights in the War of Independence, and starts a yeshiva. That's like a gibor. Rav Yosef Mendelovich, you know, like types of people who go through like a Russian gulag and come out like tremendous Balei Emuna, and nobody can break them. Communists, Nazis, nothing to break them. I think of my grandparents, my wife's grandparents, survivors of the Shoah. Those are like real giborim, real gevura. I grew up in Long Island. I'm like this spoiled brat. I never suffered a day in my life. I don't have to deal with any anti-Semitic behavior. The first time I've ever been called an anti-Semitic, a term, was 3 weeks ago with somebody who was inebriated in several sentences. Let's just say I wasn't worried at all because I was more afraid he was going to fall off his bike. I've never had to worry about anything in my entire life. Never have to be worried about my safety. Never have to be worried about my children. Never have to be worried about my family. We live in this Medina Shel Chesed, as Ramosha finds used to say. When do we ever have to experience any types of trial and tribulation? And we assume, okay, Gevura was the Midah of the previous generations. Now, they were Giborim. We're lucky. We live in a generation where we don't need it, right? We don't need that Gevura. And we don't have it because we grew up with silver spoon in mouth. We're fine. And then you hear about something like this, where you have teenagers who have never experienced hate crimes in their life. They've probably never been exposed to antisemitism before. And they literally feel like they've been threatened personally by people who hate them for the first time in their lives. Beinenu, between you and me, is it very likely that the chief architect of this plan to break into this website might be a 50-year-old who lives in his mother's basement, who's a total loser and has never accomplished anything in his life, and this is his way of expressing his godless by showing that he can express anti-Semitic perspectives and break into a website? It's very possible that he's a total loser and that he'll never accomplish anything in his entire life. But the kids definitely don't think that. The kids definitely don't perceive it that way. They felt threatened. They felt unsettled. And my brother said they felt unsettled the day off. It's not like they were all of a sudden felt amazing about themselves. It would be less impressive if they actually did think that it wasn't scary. I think they did think it was very scary. And they decide, nonetheless, to sit and learn Torah and to refuse to give up a day just because this has happened. Sounds like Gevurah to me. Maybe we don't give ourselves enough credit. I think our perspective in general is that we don't have the Gevurah, but maybe we actually do. Maybe we actually are Giborim. Maybe we don't have the opportunity to show it off as much as we'd like. Maybe it doesn't always seem to be readily apparent, but maybe it actually is there. We say in Tehillim every single week when we sing Baal Shabbos, Kapitel Koftes, Havu LaHashem B'nei Elim, give praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, sons of mighty ones. The sons of mighty ones. We're B'nai Elim. We're mighty ones. We don't always think it. We don't always perceive it that way. We might perceive ourselves as exactly what I was describing before. But remember that teenagers who grew up on Long Island, who come from very, very comfortable backgrounds, were able to stand up on a day in which they felt totally threatened and learn Torah. And we have that also. And I think it's important to be mefarsim that we also have that midah. I wanted to give us all bracha, that we should recognize that we're ultimately omani choma, no matter where we grew up and no matter how comfortable the conditions that we may have been raised in, we are the omani choma, we are barak hachama, we are gola vitzura, and we're still nechshavas kitzon tivcha. And rachmana litzlan, in some cases we might rachmana litzlan still be aruga alecha. But nonetheless, chavuka devuka bach, lomeres yirasach. And we always will, and we'll never stop. And you're a part of that legacy of Klai Yisrael, no matter how comfortable you think you've grown up, you're still part of that legacy of Klai Yisrael, of that gevura, and you're still part of the hava nesaper malos Yisrael. You're still a part of the godless of Klai Yisrael. Od maila, od maila, od maila. Again and again and again. We should all be zochet to recognize the gevura that we all have. Hatzlacha, guys.